glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Welcome to this Thursday, September 1st program of Mark and Friends. My name is Tim Nelson. Thank you for joining us. We hope the music and the thoughts and scripture that's shared over this next 23 minutes will be a blessing to you and help you throughout your day. The ancient road from Jerusalem to Jericho is a narrow, treacherous path deep in the Judean wilderness. It's known as the Valley of the Shadow. It's the location that inspired David's 23rd Psalm. The place itself offers little reason to compose such a hopeful poem. The landscape is bleak, barren, and steep. It's a good place for thieves, but not for anyone else. When David wrote, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil," he was in a place where evil was an ever-present reality, yet he refused to give in to fear. He wasn't expressing hope that God would abolish evil so he could pass through safely. He was saying that the presence of God gave him the confidence to pass through difficult places without fear of being deserted by him. In another psalm, David said that the Lord was his hope. That's from Psalm 71, verse 5. Well, many claim to have hope, but only those whose hope is in Christ can claim it with certainty. Hope comes not from strength, intelligence, or favorable circumstances, but from the Lord. As maker of heaven and earth, he alone has the right to promise hope and the power to keep the promise.
What is our hope in life and death? Christ alone, Christ alone. What is our only confidence? Holds our days within his hand. What comes apart from his command? And what will keep us till the end? The love of Christ in which we stand. Oh, sing hallelujah. Our hope
Slavery is a terrible thing. It's where you're being held hostage by something or someone that seeks to own you against your will. Far too many people today are slaves to themselves. Slaves to alcohol, slaves to drugs, slaves to sex, slaves to worry. Slavery comes in all kind of shape and sizes. The one thing about it is it owns you. It tells you how you're going to think, how you're going to feel, what you're going to do, where you're going to go. And you obey it, I obey it, because we become chained to it. And then we bear the consequences of that reality. What we used to control now controls us. And we often find it will not let us go easily. Well, the good news is God is he's the breaker of the chains that are holding us hostage. He's got the key. He knows how to unlock the handcuffs. When we connect with a relationship with him based on our dependence on his spirit tied to the word of God, you will find that the chains that hold or are holding you hostage no longer are made of unbreakable steel, because God has the key to release you. It's time to be released. No more being owned by the illegitimate. No more being a slave to the slave master Satan, to the incarceration cell of the world, or to the uncontrollable passions of the flesh. Why? Because God offers freedom. And to be free, free at last, when you experience this, you will thank God that you are free at last. God is offering you and me freedom from anything illegitimately holding us hostage so we can be released from its consequences.
Tony Evans reminding us that the chains come off and there's real freedom when our hope is in Christ.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, you're trying to fill the empty holes inside. There's a better life. There's a better life. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. Saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day and the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know just ain't right. There's a better life. Ooh, there's a better life. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. Somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it.
Jesus is not only God with us, but He is all that we need. He is the all-sufficient one. He is the light in the darkness. He is a shepherd to lead and feed and guide us. Whatever we need, He is.
In Malachi, He is the Son of Righteousness.
Here's something to think about today. Instead of hoping for certain circumstances, how about hoping in the redemption of Jesus for life today? He will lead us. We don't have to figure it all out. If we walk out today in ways that honor God, He will lead us to beautiful tomorrows. Take that with you today and hope it'll be an encouragement to you. Today is the day the Lord has made. What does that mean? Well, that's what the discussion is about tomorrow on the live studio audience broadcast of Mark and Friends, with Mark and Pastor Jason, starting up at 7:32 a.m. or hear the rebroadcast tomorrow night at 7:32 p.m. Illinois time on this great news media station. This is Tim Nelson. Thank you for listening on this first day of September. I'll talk to you next week.
Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and Friend.